Let's talk about the sexism debate then. A Surrey MP has waded into it, saying the most flagrant discrimination is actually made against men. Dominic Raab, who's the MP for Esher and Walton, also thinks that feminists are among the most obnoxious bigots. If you listened to Danny Pike's programme here on BBC Surrey yesterday, you will have heard what two Sky Sports presenters, Richard Keys and Andy Gray, had to say about the presence of a female assistant referee at a Premier League football match.
Well, somebody better get down there and explain offside to her.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Female arrangement. That's exactly what I said.
Of course they don't. I can guarantee you there'll be a big one today. Kenny will go potty. This is not the first time, is it? Didn't we have one before?
Yeah.
Wendy Toms
or something like that, yeah.
The game's gone mad. See the charming Karen Brady this morning complaining about sexism. Yeah, do me a favour, love.
Do me a favour, love. Well, Richard Keys and Andy Gray were suspended from yesterday night's Sky Sports match between Bolton and Chelsea. This cold is really affecting my brain. But the question is, I guess, who are the bigots and why can't we all just get along? Dominic Raab, MP for Esher and Walton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, was this article that you wrote for Politics Home, the website, was it related to the Richard Keys and Andy Gray thing, or was it just an issue of timing?
No, I've been writing a few things. I wrote for the Sunday Times a few weeks ago about the move from equality of opportunity to positive discrimination and gender quotas and why I think it's bad news if you believe in meritocracy. Just to correct two points of fact, I didn't say that the most flagrant discrimination. I said some of the most flagrant discrimination is now against men. And what I was calling for is to put in perspective things like the gender pay gap, because actually I think we've made great progress over the last 30 or 40 years. The pay gap has halved, it's now down at 10%, and I suspect that is now a result less of endemic discrimination and more the common problem or challenge, if you like, that couples go through together, which is how to balance the work-life balance, and effectively women are taking time off to have children through choice as much as anything else. And my call in all of this is, first of all, to ditch some of the outdated gender warfare and certainly the idea of positive discrimination and gender quotas, and just to recall and remember that equality must cut both ways. Frankly, I think the comments of those Sky Sports reporters were insulting, but you can't have it both ways. So you can't say that that's sexist, but then allow Harriet Harman to say that the banking crisis was the result of men. I think we need a consistent approach to equality. And also, the key thing here, Nick, is that actually for most young couples, they're fed up of being pitted against each other in this outdated gender warfare. There are common challenges of work-life balance, and we go through them together. And that's what we should be focusing on, family-friendly policies.
Is it your place to say this? I'm reminded of the developed world arguing that developing countries should put in place green technology, and the underdeveloped world saying, well, actually, you know, you're the ones that have ruined the planet by using your ungreen technology. Why shouldn't we have the chance to catch up? Is it the place of a white middle class man to bleat about feminists being obnoxious bigots?
Well, first of all, I wasn't bleating, and secondly, I said that feminists are amongst some of the most obnoxious bigots, and I can back that up with the examples of the Harriet Harman quote. There are others, but look at what you're saying, Nick. It's pretty sexist for you to say that me as an elected MP, half my constituents are women, I represent them, but I also represent men, and actually I think I should represent them blind to gender, colour, race, ethnicity. Why is this debate something that only women can talk about? Firstly, and secondly, the point I'm making is the real challenge here is something that men and women go through together. So actually, the politics of difference is what's got to go. And of course, men should talk about these issues in the same way as women should.
But don't you think by using the language like from the cradle to the grave, men are getting a raw deal when women and other perhaps minority groups are looking up at white middle class men holding most of the positions of power in the country, most of the positions in most of the senior businesses in the country, and just saying, well, I don't see that as being a raw deal. As a white middle class man, have the most to lose by not encouraging more minority groups to come forward and take their place in this debate.
Oh, hold on, I haven't barred anyone from coming forward. You're the one that thinks that a white male can't have a voice on this. Look,
I'm merely asking you about the nature of your language and what it suggests.
No, absolutely, but I said that the point I made is that we've got some of the toughest anti-discrimination laws in the world, but some of the most flagrant discrimination is now against men, and actually we should have a level playing field. And then I gave a list of examples. when it comes to the gender pay gap, for example, people talk about the 10%, but what about the fact that all the surveys show men work longer hours, die earlier, but the retirement age for men is later than women, even though they live less long? I've pointed out that the paternity and maternity leave arrangements